Hi, thank you so much for downloading this episode of Newscast. I'm Beth, one of the journalists at Manx Radio, and we're talking royalty just now because today, Wednesday, March the 20th, the Isle of Man had a royal visitor in the form of Her Majesty Queen Camilla, and that was to confer city status on the capital, Douglas. While she was here, she gave a speech to the assembled guests within Douglas City Town Hall, and we can hear exactly what she had to say just now.
Madam Mayor, councillors, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, fast am I. Good afternoon. My husband is so sorry that he cannot be with us today on this extremely special occasion, but he sent me here armed with a copy of his speech to read out on his behalf. Just before I begin, I'd like to thank you all for your warm welcome to the Isle of Man, with particular thanks to the little people, whom I was careful to greet as we drove past Fairy Bridge, and now from the King. I'm desperately disappointed not to be able to join you today as we celebrate the conferral of city status on Douglas, here on the Isle of Man. I'm grateful to Her Majesty for being prepared to read my words today, and sincerely hope that Manolan packed his cloak away to enable my dear wife to land at Ronaldsway from the adjacent isle this afternoon. As we mark the bestowal of this honour on your time, we might reflect on this new city's deep and proud history. It was first mentioned as far back as 1192 in the monastic chronicles of the Kings of Man and Isles, and again in 1313 when Robert the Bruce, King of Scotland, spent a night at the nunnery outside Douglas on his way to Sieves Castle, Rushen. As a port, it has played a key role in the development of the Manx people as a seafaring nation. In the island's early days, it thrived on the smuggling trade, and Argana became a popular watering place and recommended destination for runs ashore by Royal Navy personnel. More civic-mindedly, this is, of course, the birthplace of the Royal National Lifeboat Institution, which was founded here in 1824 by Sir William Hillary, fulfilling his vision for a service dedicated to saving lives at sea. In the 19th century, there were, on average, 1,800 shipwrecks a year around the coasts of the British Isles, and the dangers of the sea were an accepted way of life. Thanks to Sir William Hillary's determination and significant foresight, the RNLI has saved over 144,000 lives since its inception, and there is much to celebrate on the island in its 200th anniversary this year. I know my late mother was very proud to be patron of this wonderful organisation, as I am to be succeeding her in the role. Douglas was, of course, not always the seat of political power that it is today. Castletown was the island's capital until 1869, when Tyrol, the world's oldest continuous parliament, moved here. This marked a time of growth and expansion, when the town was becoming a popular tourist resort. It was during this era that Douglas Council was established. Your council forebears were responsible for much of the early improvements that helped to put the island on the map as a visitor destination. As the Isle of Man has grown into a modern international finance centre, Douglas Bay, with its sweeping seafront and horse trams, still reminds us of its Victorian heritage. The award of city status to Douglas was one of only 8 granted during my mother's Platinum Jubilee, and it recognises the unique culture and heritage of this capital on your special island. You now have your own cathedral, which holds the newly designated co-cathedral status with Liverpool's Metropolitan Cathedral of Christ the King. The granting of your city status is particularly special to me, as your letters patent are the only ones in existence that hold both my signature and that of my late mother. Therefore, ladies and gentlemen, as you mark your well-deserved status as one of the newest cities in the British Isles and the only one of the Crown dependencies, I would like to offer, on behalf of my wife and myself, my heartfelt congratulations and my very best wishes for the future.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Little Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.